reached your destination. You have arrived to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, laptops, computers, or iPhones. Insert WWGH. Now again, the name of that app is called TuneIn. Okay, and then when you get that app, just search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you, and I'm sure you will find one to your liking. Okay, we have one more option for you to take a part and be a part of this broadcast today by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, okay? Again, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Every third Saturday of every month, they have free produce. Now, this will take place this coming Saturday, November the 21st. They begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please take advantage of that opportunity. If you have no need of that, share with someone that you know that could take advantage of that opportunity. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Okay, let us move forward. I'd like to open my show with a thought for today. The title of this thought is happiness. It is the art of living, the purpose of our existence. Happiness is the true index of quality of life. Without happiness, life is dry and meaningless. With happiness, life immediately becomes fulfilling and wonderful. Happiness is an infectious feeling that immediately lifts the sagging spirits of people. Happy people keep themselves happy because they know the little ways to appreciate themselves and to see the humor and magic in each moment. Okay, hopefully someone was able to get something out of that thought for today. I know it really blessed me today. So we're going to move forward today. First time on my show, William Obenauer.
Yes.
Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, you are so welcome. And
such a blessing to be here today. Thank you, Linda, for bringing me on today.
You're so welcome. Let me check the volume here. Okay. So he is an artist, and he does wall murals, right?
Yes.
How did you get started with that, William?
Well,
tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started out primarily moving back to Marion, 2007. Started picking up my paintbrush again around that time.
Okay.
And had pretty much walked away from my artwork for roughly about 20 years.
Wow. Did you think it was over for you or what?
I thought about it, but then when I came back to Marion 2007 and ended up actually going, a friend of mine took me to the Popcorn Festival and went into City Hall and saw the art show, and I was like, I can do this again.
Inspired you, didn't it?
Yeah. I can do my artwork again and pick up where I left off, and that's pretty much where I did start back up again, you know.
Right.
But although occasionally my reading glasses, just a slight reading glass, does help with that detailing of things these days. Although before that, I was like, I thought it was pretty photorealistic. But my glasses on, and I was like, oh, wait, this is more Monet-ish. But it's all good. It's all part of the journey. And, you know, I like to, you know, not necessarily put my glasses to fine detail everything. I like certain things to be a little softer, but then I do like the photorealistic crispness at times.
Right.
But enjoying doing nature, did a water and leaves and stone, sort of a stream series that was very popular, and then I enjoy doing portraits and animal portraits, anything I can put my mind to it, I can do it.
That's great. It's such a gift.
It is.
To be an artist. It just really is.
Yeah, it is a true blessing.
Yes.
And I really enjoy helping kids at times because, you know, our children are sort of deny themselves at times because they get into a class and there's always the one person that does it much better than anyone else, and they're like,
at least we think so. Yeah. Mine is not as good as theirs,
exactly.
You know.
Well, right. If you let that go and, you know, become who you are,
right,
and allow yourself to develop how you want to develop,
right,
you might have the new cutting edge of something unusual that you'll create that will be innovative in your time,
right,
to the world of art. And that's the reason why I try to work on letting the kids be themselves. If they want to learn something, of course I'll help them, but, you know, naturally you want the kids to be themselves. So,
absolutely.
You know, I don't want to see anyone have to cookie cutter themselves unless they truly want to go that route, you know. And, you know,
but there's no happiness in that, and that takes me back to the thought for today. There's no happiness in that, you know.
Exactly.
When you're trying to shape yourself into something, mm-hmm. you feel someone else wants you to be.
Exactly.
To be pleasing to them, and that's not the way to go.
Well, I started out originally, you know, went and had a small scholarship, went to the Columbus College of Art and Design, and I enjoyed it for a little while, and then I was like, this is sort of making me sort of doing a cookie cutter, rip me down, tear me down, build me back up.
And okay.
I was like, I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. So I sort of decided to, you know, finally stop going to the art school and went into food and beverage for a while. And then, but although I really did enjoy art history, was one of my favorite subjects, although studying art, the different masters and their paintings and things like that, that was a lot of fun. Although I really enjoyed, I went to CCAD originally to go into fashion illustration, fashion design, and I was doing okay. You know, I had some fun. I actually was one of the first students to actually ever get into a second semester fashion illustration class. A friend of mine introduced me to his professor and his
Fashion illustration is, does it have to do with clothing?
You know, it's basically where you sort of start out.
Okay.
You know, sort of designing. You have to sort of be able to draw the figure, to clothe it, and then come up with your own clothing designs and how it drapes and things from there.
Okay.
But I was his first, I think the school's first freshman student that got into a fashion illustration class, and that was a lot of fun.
I watch Project Runway all the time.
But then I was doing my paintings at that time too, and my professor thought that my uniqueness of how I had was because in fashion illustration you sort of elongate the form.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. And so my paintings of figures at times were more fashion-ish, or just had a fashion look to them, mm-hmm. a fashion illustration look to them.
Okay.
So they were longer, sleeker, and, you know.
Okay.
But my professor, I believe his name was Mr. Williams. I can't honestly remember for sure, but he really was encouraging me to go into fine art. I was like, I'm not sure. We'll see.
Very
lo
gifted.
And lo and behold,
very that's gifted.
Where I, that's where I ended up going these days. You
okay,
know,
great.
Going into doing portraits and just nature, just anything that inspires me. If it doesn't inspire me, I just doesn't work.
I'm sure.
You know.
That makes sense.
But if I'm inspired, I'm... like,
sky's the limit, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely so.
That's great. That's
but then,
great.
You know, came back and I was doing okay and went through a lot of depression and things, but, you know, I've sort of kicked that to the curb these days. And
good.
Thankfully,
good for you.
And,
yes.
Well, everyone has their moments. Everyone has their moments, sadly. But, you know, for the most part, threw that over my shoulder and started... doing a mural for Jenny Collins outside of the Paisley Peacock, and I rather enjoyed that, and then was going back and forth to California and helping a friend, and thanks to COVID, actually, stopped me from... thanks to COVID. I was contemplating on moving out there. I was going to have a gallery and have a studio and things out there, and but actually... I'm just grateful, thankful, and appreciative to God and all those that helped me just sort of slow down and say, wait, why do you have to be there to do that?
That's right.
You can be here and do that.
Sure can.
And so I'm here living my California dream here in Marion.
Well, good, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We need all we can get right here in Marion, Ohio.
Well,
you know.
I'm looking forward to one day having my own art for your interior and exteriors, mural and art company. But I'm not quite sure how that'll unfold yet. But I'm putting in my footwork, laying the groundwork for that. And, you know, one project at a time right now.
Yes. Sounds promising.
Well, I'm just... enjoying the moment, just every day, getting up, getting going. It's just amazing and fun, just like a little kid with a brand new coloring book and crayons. Sometimes if you press a little too hard on that crayon, you'll break it, but then I'm like, well, you know what? I have two of that color now. Yay.
Right.
So I can have one for each hand if I really want to.
That's great. That's wonderful. And I think we all should greet the morning that way with great expectations. And
absolutely.
Just enjoy life and being alive, right? Being thankful.
Always.
Yes, yes.
Get up. Well, every night I go to bed and light a candle and... ask God and the angels to bring only truly good people into my life that are good for my highest and greatest good, as well as for myself to be able to help them with their hopes and dreams and their highest and greatest good.
Right.
You know, working together is what we're here to do.
That's
true. Things are only things, but people are the most important part of the journey.
Yes, it is. To be helpers to one another.
Exactly.
That's so important.
Working together without taking advantage of one another.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
there are
so
those
true.
That do, unfortunately, go that manner and way. However, not everyone is. And there's those that take the good and twist it to the other side,
to the fourth degree. To the fourth degree, right?
Really trying not to go into that avenue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sadness.
Right. I feel you on that. And some people are just sad.
Yes.
You know, and they don't expect anything better than that. And that's what's really sad about it.
Very true. Very
you know,
true.
It's flipping a coin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To the other side.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, now you talked about the Korean chapter, and this is what you brought me today in the Marian Star, right?
Yes.
And this is being presented in the Marian County Building. Is this on the basement floor?
No, right on the ground floor.
On the ground floor?
If you come in from the front at 22 East, or I'm sorry, West Center Street.
Right.
In the county building, if you come through the front and head straight through, in and off to your left, there's a hallway down to the auditor, treasurer, engineering, I believe.
Right, and also Board of Elections, right?
Board of Elections,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
That hallway there, there's a...
There, it was just there.
There was, or still is, a current memorial for veterans, but this one is being, was approved by a local... Korean vet group 136, and Mr. Richard McDaniel had approached me while I was doing the interior of Barry's, mm-hmm. and asked me if I would be interested in doing this project for them and the veterans group to make their hopes and dreams for this project to come true. And I said,
right.
Why not? Absolutely.
And I was thinking, they had that big showing out at, it was for the veterans last year. Were you here last year, last summer?
Last summer I was, again, I think I was out in California, unfortunately.
Okay, because they had this big, I can't even remember what they call it, but it was Marian Community Credit Union.
Okay.
It was put on by them. And they came in this big, it was for veterans.
Okay.
And they were displayed out at, is that River Valley School? Maybe River Valley, out on 95, straight okay. out 95.
I'm not familiar, unfortunately.
And they had all these things from the war.
Nice.
You know, from veterans, and they had all type of paraphernalia from Korea and all that kind of stuff, and Vietnam,
wow.
you know.
Yeah.
It was really a great display. Not only that, they came, it must have been from the West, and they were escorted by policemen all the way
nice.
Through Bucyrus, down through West Center Street, straight out by Harding Memorial, and it was
okay.
really a great thing. And that's what made me, when you showed me this about the Korean War, made me think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they even had bullets and guns, you know, that
yeah.
they wore back in during that time.
Yeah.
But this is really neat. I'm thinking I was just there during the election trying to get paper that could, you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing this.
Well.
Is this sort of like in that corner when you come in?
Well, if you go start down the hallway.
Right.
There, there's an existing veterans presentation there.
It must be there.
And it's on the opposite side of the wall,
mm-hmm.
or opposite side of the hall, right, sort of running along that same banister hallway there. And,
yeah, the banister. Yeah,
yeah.
I know where you're talking about.
And
yeah.
that's where that, it's a 27-foot long wall space,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
9 foot tall at one end and 12 at the other end, and doing some assorted aircraft,
right.
tank.
How did you get the feel for that?
Well, when I started talking to Mr. McDaniel, he started talking to me, and I sort of had a vision. I usually get visions in my head of what I would like something to look like,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so then I just sort of do a little research, gather some components
mm-hmm.
that I feel would be essential for the presentation, and sort of like
just go with it, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Everything
that's great.
Pulls together.
That's
everything
great.
Just pulls together.
Wow. That's great. I'm gonna go back, make a special trip over there to look at it again.
Well, I'm laying in the sky, laying in some of the mountains. Right now I'm primarily working on a
So you're still working on this
oh,
project?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's going to
okay.
probably take me a couple months, unfortunately.
Okay.
But unfortunately, but everything is it's a labor of
it.
Love.
Right.
And it's making a local vet group's dream come true, and it's just going to be amazing when it's all done, working on, I believe, roughly 7 people or veterans' portraits that will go into this.
Yeah, this is the list you gave me. Would you want to read their names?
Well, you can. I can, or you can.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Well, working on a list of individuals, but primarily I'm working on Mr. Richard McDaniel.
Now, they'll be featured in this?
Will be featured in the mural.
Okay.
Daniel Goodman, I believe, will be. John Coates. Robert Abrams will be featured, actually, as he is today in his uniform at the very end of the banister, posed as a full figure in his uniform, as he is today, with the medals and things on it, and looking up at the mural and sort of pointing in that direction, looking back to what he recalled. And he was very adamant on a couple of the different machinery pieces that were put into the mural. The the bubble helicopter and the tank. They wanted to see a tank and some other assorted planes and things. And there's some individuals sort of depicted from the the Korean presentation in Washington, D.C., the soldiers walking through the rice paddy fields with their raincoats on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've pulled some assorted photos from that memorial, and actually a local vet, Mr. Abrams, brought me an actual photograph that he had taken from the memorial and brought it in to me.
Okay.
And presented that to me today as a gift.
Wow.
So that was just sort of breathtaking.
Yeah.
And made me a little teary-eyed.
You did, okay.
So I'm looking forward to taking that home and framing that up and putting that in my bedroom beside my bed.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But,
you do nice work.
But also local individual George Kasotis and I believe Frederick Miller is working on getting a photograph of me of him. And then a local friend of mine, Ray Macklin, I'm going to put his father's portrait in there. And I'm still looking for some others to make sure that everybody's, there that I can locally without, trying to keep everything local, but right now I'm working on the ambulance that was very thankful for Michael from Boyd's funeral home to bring out. So I actually went, and Mr. McDaniel wanted me to go sometime with him to get a photograph of the ambulance. But I thought to myself, I better go as soon as possible. So I... Fortunately, I did, and I went and got the photos that I did get, and as I was putting them up, or putting that ambulance up, I found out from a friend of mine that they had to send the ambulance away, so if I would have waited to get the photograph until later on, I wouldn't have it yet.
Right.
So I'm very much... get pulled to situations and things to make sure that things come, come forth and work out. And but I'm flexible in a way that work together with the veterans, get their, like I said, their hopes and dreams in this mural.
Yeah, we
come
just
through.
Celebrated Veterans Day too, didn't we?
Yeah. But we weren't actually able to get into the building, but I did have a little photo shoot and posted a few photos of the veterans on my Facebook page. So
that's
if you want
to
look on for William Obinar on Facebook, you're welcome to go there. And I've been trying to keep current photos of the mural on a regular basis posted and keep,
absolutely.
Keeps me moving forward and having fun. Still looking for a couple local nurses, though, to put in to the mural.
Oh, that'd be great.
I have a couple vintage photos of, you know, no one in particular, but
right.
If I can make them more special, more local, that's mm-hmm. where I want to go.
What about the medic vehicle? You thinking about putting one of those in there too?
Well, I put the Boyd's ambulance in there. That's
okay.
what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
And that's sort of in the area where there's going to be a little tent village.
Okay.
Wow. Area, and that's where I want to put a couple nurses and a couple other soldiers, sort of surrounding the ambulance as the bubble helicopter medevac is coming in to pick up somebody.
Wounded.
Yeah.
Wounded soldiers.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then I have a couple individuals, again, just sort of silhouetted, but it's some other individuals that are going to be portraits, and so it's just coming out amazing. And
why did we go into war with Korea? Help me.
I wish I knew.
They're
all
not the one
say,
that dropped a bomb on us, right?
No,
that was Japan,
say,
right?
Sadly, is the world's the world. And
yes.
Man's inhumanity to man. One day I look forward to the day when we can all live together as one united group of individuals, with putting everything aside except for loving one another, taking care of one another, being good to one another, helping one another, and just, you know.
You know that'll never take place.
Oh, yes, it will. It will.
Not on this earth.
Oh, yes, it will.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
When do you think that's going to happen?
So, in the future, but, you know, it's going to take time. But, you know, humanity is here for a specific reason that I won't go into at this moment in time. But I'll perhaps enlighten you a little bit more later, Linda.
Yeah,
that.
You have to, because, you know, I'm all into Revelation in time.
Won't go into any revelation futuristic.
End of days,
No end of days.
No
end of days.
Okay.
Nothing's going to happen to this planet, even if and humanity, because we're here for a reason. God put humanity here for a reason. We're the planet of free will choices, although that's a double-edged sword for most people, because
yeah, it is.
Free will choices, some choose to be truly good, some choose to be otherwise.
Of course.
Sadly.
Good and bad.
But, you know.
Right and left, right?
Yes, 'tis true. 'Tis true.
So tell me, what does it matter? And you can put anything to that question. What does it matter? Say the history you're doing right here. What does that matter?
Well, it's just more of helping people look back, but mm-hmm. if you also remember that if you constantly look back and you don't look forward, you miss those doors and opportunities coming right for you.
True.
And it's just more of a memorial, sort of, but it's still an ongoing conflict, unfortunately, that still exists and still is going on, unfortunately. There mm-hmm. are those. This is still the sort of war that our time has forgotten to a great degree.
Right.
There are people still over there putting their lives on the line.
That's
everywhere,
true.
Although, unfortunately.
That's true.
Wherever there's sadly conflict and struggles and things that just, we can only just do what we can one day at a time these mm-hmm. days and mm-hmm. pray that some sort of intervention happens for us all.
So it does matter where we are, where we have been, where we are now, and also our future.
Most definitely so.
So this is very important to have so that people can see it and reflect back and think about where we are now. Where do we want to go?
Well, actually, conversation talking with the vets and the county commissioners in the county building.
Okay.
We'll see. But it's just more of, I know originally they would like to have a mural perhaps done for World War I in there.
Oh, really?
Possibly one for World War II.
Ooh.
I said, this is, if I do those, my dream mural is One of peace.
That sounds
and
good.
I said, if we could incorporate it around near the auditor's office, there's a door leading into some offices. I said, if we could use these areas, one side, mm-hmm. maybe the right hand side for World War One, the left hand side for World War Two, because I truly don't want to see any more wars. I would
and
prefer
like
to,
you say, yeah.
you know, leave, you know, if we put the World War II on the left, let's leave that behind us
right.
and move forward to what I wanted to present around the door that's there is a world where we all get along, and that's the world of peace.
Yes, it is. The one
and
you say that we're going to
yes,
arrive.
Exactly. And above the door, I would like to put an inscription, who will be the first to open this door of to peace?
The Prince of Peace.
Yes. Exactly.
He's the only one can.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Prince of Peace. Wow. Gave me chills when I said that.
Yeah.
The Prince of Peace.
Indeed.
He has the key, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. I'm really enjoying this, and I see Micah, she did the write-up on
yes,
here.
Yes, yeah. I adore Micah.
Yeah,
Michael,
I just met her
Michael
like
Walker.
A couple weeks
yeah.
ago. Yeah.
She and I had fun, and we have fun, and she's a new person in my life that I adore.
Very sweet young lady. Yes.
Yes, yes. I'm thankful that she's here in Marion, even though, you know, she doesn't have family here, but
right.
she's... To me, she's like a little sister to me already.
Well, that's great.
You
that's
know.
Great. She's a sweet young girl.
Yeah.
Really. Uh-huh. And very gifted.
Yes.
Yes. Her stories are really great.
Yes.
Really great editor. Really great.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be trying to take time to go over there and look at that.
Absolutely.
Especially to look at that.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
I'm usually there working 9 a.m. to about around 4 p.m.
Oh, really?
Daily.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Monday through Friday, although
Monday through Friday.
The 26th and 27th, well, Thanksgiving and the 27th, the building will be closed, so.
Oh, yeah.
But,
holiday. Can
indeed.
You believe we are at Thanksgiving already?
I'm thankful for that.
Me too. Me too.
This year is almost done. I'm ready Ooh. For 2021.
It's winking at us, isn't it? It really is winking at us.
Yes.
Here I am, 2021.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm
yeah.
ready for another new start, another new year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we all are. I think we have been just stretched to the max. And I hope this is soon to be behind us, the COVID. And
it will. It
I
will
have four or five people in my family who have the COVID now.
Oh, wow.
My little great-grandbaby, she's two.
Oh, wow.
And she's recovering. And her mom, my brother and his wife had it. And
yeah.
she went to a funeral of someone in her family that had passed away. So, like you said, we still have to be cautious.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It's just more of be proactive instead of just reactive.
True.
And,
True.
Again, I'm not sure the best way other than just take care of one another and watch out for one another. And
Now, you said it. And that means do what you need to do to take care of the next person.
Yeah.
And they need to do what they need to do to take care of the next person.
Exactly.
Help us to one another.
Yes.
Great. Great, great.
Very much so.
I'll have to have you back because we'll have to dwell into some deeper things.
Absolutely. I would love that. That would be amazingly
oh, yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Although I really prefer to have you keep your head on your shoulders, Linda.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I hope it don't pop
too,
off.
I don't want to give you too much information that might
right.
be mind-blowing to you.
Hey, I've heard a lot of mind-blowing things.
Well, in a good way. In
yeah,
a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way.
In a good way. Absolutely, yes. Not the smartest, not the best, but I have some information. I have a little knowledge here and there about different
we
things.
We all pool our knowledge in manners and ways that we're all given those gifts of insight.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And clarity.
Mm-hmm.
and truths.
Yeah, and truths. Absolutely. And truths. Wow. So your future endeavor is to finish this and possibly World War One and Two.
Possibly for the county building, although it'll probably take some time to get those presentations pulled together.
Okay.
And then...
And our coming utopia.
Yes. Yes. Because I would like to see peace depicted somewhere here in Marion.
Oh, yes.
Although I have some exterior murals I'm looking forward to doing in the spring, summer this year.
Okay.
So
on the outside of buildings.
Outside of buildings, okay. Yes.
Because I had asked you about those wings down on Church.
Yes.
East Church Street. You said you didn't do those, right?
No, I was getting ready to do a interior mural for Erica Jury doing angel wings, but after Hessler's had a young man do the mural outside of that location,
right.
She said, William, you know, I know we wanted to do this, but I don't want to steal somebody's thunder.
Right.
So, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
My next mural has been revealed and where that's going to go. I won't go into it just yet, other than it's another special, fun mural that conversation.
Okay.
With the location.
In Marion.
Here in Marion.
In Marion.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Staying here in Marion for as long as they can put up with me.
Until, well, good.
You know.
Good.
Until I'm paid beyond my wildest dreams to go someplace to do something else, but Marion will always be my home.
Because it's on the rise. Marion's on the rise. I mean,
it is. It
some
is.
New
I
things
have
coming in.
Some
businesses.
Visions for the future, not only just for my mural and art company, but another vision that I want to do for another local company here in Marion that will be very much needed in the future. And so that's another hopes and dreams on my to-do list to get to done.
right. I'll be looking forward to looking at a lot of your artwork. I really admire artists and how they can just come up with these things and bring them into reality,
exactly.
You know.
Well,
I don't have this gift.
Yeah.
I'd love to have it, but I don't have it.
Well, we have to have those that appreciate it as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely,
you know?
And I do.
And those that encourage that gift in others,
mm-hmm.
any gift.
Right.
As long as it's a gift, God-given gift, whether it be speaking, singing, music, poetry, art.
Whatever.
And just whatever. Just as long as you're making a difference and enjoying, doing the best you can to enjoy what you do each day. I know it's a struggle these days, but life's meant to be enjoyed the best you can. And try the best you can to seek out something that you personally enjoy. And when you're living that dream, doing that job, you never work a day in your life.
That's what they say. When you do something you really like,
That's
it's not really
why
working,
I
right?
I think that you are where you are, Linda. You're here doing what you do, and you do an amazing job.
Well, thank you.
Being who you are here even now.
Thank you very much.
It's a true blessing to be asked to. Well, I was listening to your show last time I was here for Mike Wilson's show, and I heard you and Tim talking, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to meet Linda. Oh my God.
Well, thank you very much.
I really, really need, need
like
to connect.
Hello, caller, you are on the air. Hello? Hello? I think that was the wrong number, but that's okay.
That's all
it
good.
Says something about a spa. Maybe they have free tickets for us.
Don't we all need a spa day. Even
if
it's just setting it or standing in the shower and just saying, you know what, God, let this day be gone and my troubles to be gone.
Troubles gone, but I want to enjoy the day.
Well, keep keep hold of those good things, but let your troubles go down the drain. Gone.
Absolutely. Distress, tension, uncertainty, you know, all that's going on with all of us right now today. You know, because we can't see tomorrow, but we know who holds tomorrow.
Which is true. That's the reason why they call each day the present.
Amen.
Because it is a gift that we each receive when we get up and start the day.
Yes, absolutely. Just beautiful. Love it. Love it. And we're almost out of time. We have another minute left. So is there anything you would like to share with our listening audience before you leave?
Well, looking forward to the next time. Okay. And everyone tuning in to a little bit more insight into who I am these days with my, not just my artistic gifts, but my spiritual gifts.
Spirituality, yes.
My spirituality that I get up every morning with a conversation that I have with one truly special one.
Yeah. Prince of Peace?
No, his father. But, okay. Well, I call him, it's my dearly beloved parents.
Okay.
Parents. Because it's mother and father creator.
Okay.
And I get up in the morning with
just awe.
Very much so, Linda.
Absolutely.
Just awestruck.
Yes.
With the delight and love and light and hopes and joys that they, the conversation that they bring into my, into my, to me.
Yes, absolutely. We are out of time, William. Once again, coming to next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them.